This is the Hook 'em, Bait and Tackle Power Hour. Now here's your host, Daniel Olimon.
Morning, Northern Colorado. It's time for the Hook 'em, Bait and Tackles Power Hour. We want to welcome you to Northern Colorado's only fishing and hunting show. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Olimon. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the producer who has the right lure to bring you in. You know, Dr. Kennedy is the leading visionary in dental care. Call his office today to make an appointment, 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. I want to thank God for blessing me and you with another day. Amen. We have an amazing show for you today. Lots of great information. In our first segment, we're going to have on Michael Romero with Fishing Colorado to come on and talk ice fishing. Our second segment, we have Jamie Bessler. I'm excited to have him on. He's with Bessler Homes. Not only do they build beautiful communities, he's also an avid outdoorsman, so I can't wait to talk to him. In our third segment, we're going to have Austin Danley with Colorado Custom Game Calls. He will be on live reporting from the International Sportsman's Expo, where he has a booth for the Colorado Custom Game Calls. Make sure to stop by and say hi if you're in the area. That is going on right now in Denver. It's the International Sportsman's Expo. Austin and his crew are going to come on. They're going to talk to us about what's going on, all the exciting things that are happening on the expo, and what's been going on. It's been going on since Thursday in Denver, so we're excited about that. If you plan on heading up today, we're going to help you out and go over the event schedule for today, go over some great information, so you don't want to miss that. In our final segment today, we have HBT's The Rest of the Story. But first, like we always do about the time, we have this Hook 'em, Bait and Tackles Fishing Report sponsored by Carroll Excavation and Repair. Whether it's for a small project or an expansive one, Carroll Excavation and Repair are prepared to help you with all your excavation needs. Call them today at 970-656-3405. That's 970-656-3405. Joining us right now on the Sick Lids Hotline is Mr. Michael Romero. Michael, how are you doing?
How's it going, guys? Thanks again for inviting me back on the show.
Yes, sir, buddy. I wouldn't want it any other way, man. I'll tell you what, you've inspired me. You are out there fishing, man. Sometimes I get so busy that I don't get out there enough. And I kind of live vicariously through your videos on your YouTube page.
Man, I love to hear it. You know, that's the main thing I'm trying to do for everybody, you know, kind of inspire people to get out. So I love that.
And that's the biggest thing, is getting them out. How often, Michael, would you say that you get out? Right now, ice fishing is huge. How often do you get out during the week to go ice fishing?
Well, like I said last time, you know, due to my schedule restrictions, I would like to get out at least 3 times a week. And typically that's kind of, you know, after work sessions or whatever I can. But honestly, you know, those little sessions give you lots of information. And, you know, if you go once after work, that next day, you'll oftentimes be much more successful.
That's awesome. And what would you recommend right now? So your favorite lakes that you like to go hit, where are they?
Well, I would say, like I was kind of mentioning last time, I definitely like locally, at least where I am, Chatfield and Cherry Creek. Those are two of the bigger ones. And then, like we mentioned last time, I actually did get out to Boyd. Fishing has been a bit slow compared to what I've been hearing, but I would also say 11 Mile Reservoir. It's kind of a tough time to get down there since they're having a tournament this weekend. But next weekend or the next, you know, if anybody has time during the week, it's fishing really well.
11 Mile has always been one of my favorites, and I explained that last time when we were on together. 11 Mile is a great lake to go out there, especially if you want to get, you know, it is a deep lake. There'll be times where you'll go out there and may not get a bite or get a nibble, but I'll tell you what, it's beautiful. But I've had nothing but success at 11 Mile. I think there was one time where we caught one fish the whole day, but just being out there, we got into some kokanee, and that was fun.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and that's kind of part, always my motto as well, you know, is it's kind of like no matter what the body of water you go to, you got to go to know, you know. I mean, you can't catch any fish sitting at home, so
that's always right. It's in our backyard, brother. I mean, that's why we're so fortunate here. And I want to get the word out because I like you guys and the guides that are the guides, fishing guides, the guys that are on the lake, like you guys. You know, we want to get those reports in. We want to know what's going on. So at Boyd's been kind of struggling. I mean, their water was really low this summer. The fishing was really slow. Good walleye fishing, I would say, in early fall. You know, maybe the spring bite was pretty good, but then it kind of died off. But they didn't get a lot of water in. How was that for you?
No, I would say exactly what you're saying. I think that a lot of these lakes locally here, were kind of just affected by the extreme drought we have this year. So I definitely noticed that once they refilled some of those lakes like Boyd, I know Jumbo was just drained as well, but even Jackson, once the water was re-added, it seems like it kind of shuts down those fish's metabolism a little bit.
Right, and I think a lot of things are moving in the water, and those fish are feeding a little bit more, so they're not as active. You know what I mean? The food is plentiful, and so they don't tend to bite very often. So that's kind of what I see and what I've found. What are you seeing typically as far as bait? What would people be using this time of year?
Well, I'd say for trout fishing, I've been hearing that one of the most effective things is that jawjacker, which I'm not sure everybody's familiar with, but it's basically the automatic hook-setting system. And anything with that, I've been hearing wax worms have been extremely successful, night crawlers. And honestly, if you can get some of the aggro from your trout, that's also an extremely effective way to catch these fish.
No kidding.
As far as the walleye go, I've been hearing a lot of people have success on live minnows rather than jigging techniques.
Gotcha. Live minnows always seem to work for me too. Big shiners, fatheads always seem to be working really good too with walleye. You know, you get higher elevations. Obviously, you can't take live bait up in those higher elevation lakes. But down here, you know, if you get some lake that get, you know, 8-9 inches of water, man, and you got to get into some walleye, whoo, good luck.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have fun. There's a couple things that I just always want to point out, especially last week we talked about, you know, things to remember, rule of thumb for being on the ice. You know, 2 inches or less, you want to stay off the ice. 4 inches of good ice is for, you know, walking individual. 6 inches of good ice for a snowmobile or ATV. 8 to 12 inches of good ice for a car or small pickup. 12 to 15 inches of good ice for a medium pickup truck. Is that kind of your rule of thumb as well?
Absolutely. I know for sure here in Colorado, we don't really get the opportunity to drive our cars on the lakes. But I would say for sure, locally, 4+ inches is always my go-to guideline, especially here on the Front Range and with the warmer weather.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the thing with the Front Range. You get on those lakes, and I remember one time I took my kids fishing. I think I explained this story one time where you know, your 8-inch hole, and then that wind, it gets nice outside, you know, where it was cold before, it gets nice. That wind picks up, the sun, and then you start seeing your hole expand, you know, get bigger. And that's when you need to get off of the ice. That's when it gets really sketchy.
Oh, yeah, and I'm not sure that you had heard this as well, but actually right there at Boyd, you know, somebody was not following proper size regulations for the holes, and they cut a 4-foot hole, and somebody fell in.
No kidding.
Yeah, I heard that somebody, a man and his son fell in, I believe, and they also did the same thing at Dillon Reservoir. So
Was that just recently?
That was pretty recently. I'd say within the last 2 weeks.
No, that's scary. Yes, folks, be careful out there. Like I said, and you mentioned that before last week too, kind of just testing that ice.
Oh, yeah. I would say I personally know that the ice is never safe. So even if it looks safe, I always bring that spud bar, guys, because like I said, I mean, you could be on that safe ice, but literally just 5-10 feet away, you could be in some, you know, in some danger.
That's awesome. Hey, Michael, next weekend, I don't really have anything going on. I definitely like to hook up with you and go do some ice fishing, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Would that be great?
Definitely get together.
Yeah, perfect. And we can maybe record some stuff for the show while we're out there on the ice, and Micah can produce us. I'd like to get Micah on the ice. That's who we need to get on the ice.
Yeah, we got to get both you guys out there. I know Micah's the man with the – the hook and bait 'em title.
I told you, that's Micah, yes. You know, Micah, Michael, thank you very much. His name is Michael Romero, also known as Fishing Colorado. Make sure to join him for all of his fishing and outdoor adventures on his YouTube page, Fishing Colorado, where he provides tips and explores not only Colorado, but all the surrounding states and eventually the world. Michael, thank you for coming on, and I pray nothing but success for you, sir.
Thank you guys all once again. I'm looking forward to coming on once again.
I'll call you this week, buddy. We'll talk. We'll plan a fishing trip.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Thanks,
Thank
Michael.
You.
Appreciate it, buddy. This has been the Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour Fishing Report, sponsored by Carroll Excavation and Repair. You know, whether for a small project or an expansive one, Carroll Excavation and Repair are prepared to help you with all your excavation needs. Give them a call today at 970-656-3405. Don't touch that dial. Coming up next, HBA's Power Hour. Mr. Jamie Bessler with Bessler Homes. Not only can they build a beautiful community, but they also an avid sports fisherman, and I can't wait to visit with him. This is Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, live from the Yellow Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Don Scott, Dave Martin, and Lance Pickett have been operating Amco of Loveland and Amco of Fort Collins for over 39 years. You can trust at your local Amco center, Don Scott and crew will provide you with expert repair and service for all your automotive needs. Not sure what your vehicle needs? Start by calling Amco of Fort Collins at 970-226-4477. That's 970-226-4477. Or if you're in Loveland, call Amco of Loveland at 970-667-3006 to schedule a free vehicle courtesy check. Thank you, Donna Crew, for all your support. Welcome back to Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allam, and I have the right lure to draw you in. You know, Bessler Homes has been giving families in Northern Colorado a special place to call home. With Jamie Bessler at the helm, Bessler Homes has taken the promise to building attentive, innovative, and personalized homes and has built over 2,500 homes across Northern Colorado. Joining us on the Sick Lids Hotline, I want to welcome HBT's Power Hour, Mr. Jamie Bessler. Mr. Jamie Bessler, good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you very much.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course, man. Thanks for coming on. It's a pleasure to have you on Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, man. I really appreciate you coming on.
You bet.
So one thing I want to thank you for your support. We want to just mention that you are going to come on as a sponsor, so I appreciate that very, very much. And tell us a little bit about Bessler Homes.
Sure. Yeah, Bessler Homes was actually founded in 1968, so this is our 55th year in business. And as you had mentioned, over 2,500 homes during that time. And
man, that's amazing.
You know, really, very blessed for sure. But second generation, the company has changed over the years quite a bit. But you know, really at this point, we're extremely passionate about creating home ownership opportunities and have really focused our product lines to be able to, provide attainably priced housing to our, to the citizens of our communities.
And that is awesome. And my son bought a home from you guys, and I'll tell you what, the process was seamless, other than, you know, you run into supply chain issues. Those things happen. And I know with the economy and the way things are going, everybody's kind of running into those issues. Have you been running into a lot of those issues?
We certainly had throughout 2022,
right?
Especially early in 2022, there were significant challenges with supply chain. But you know, the good news is that really has been cleaning up, and have not struggled with that really much the last 6+ months.
And that's perfect. Everybody's struggling with it. I mean, you go to the grocery store and the shelves are empty, and it's just something that we've all had to kind of overcome the last couple years. But I see it kind of making a rebound and coming back. Also, there's a congratulations coming to you and your sales team. You've achieved over 300 homes in 2022. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was our the most closings we've ever had in a single year, and again, very, very blessed with opportunities, great partners. We have some great trade partners and just an amazing team overall.
Man, that's great. It's always awesome when you have a good team. You have a solid team behind you, and you treat that team right. They're always going to work hard. They're going to go through brick wall for you. Is that correct?
They have, and absolutely the case. So
congratulations to you and your wife, Sarah. In April, you guys were recognized in 2022 Champions of Youth for Weld County Boys and Girls Club. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Boys and Girls Club, what a great organization here in Weld County. Just do tremendous things for the youth of the county. And I've had the opportunity to be on the board the last 4 or 5 years. And we proudly support them. And yeah, real honor to be recognized for that. And a great organization to partner with.
That's awesome, man. You know, I watched your video on your website, BesslerHomes.com. Check that video out, folks, if you haven't watched the video. After watching that video, I want to come work for you, man. That's a great video. I mean, seriously. And here's the thing that I loved about it is that your heart is in the right place. And like you mentioned before, is that your whole objective is to get people into home ownership. And that's special because, that's the biggest purchase people are going to make their whole life. That's the biggest.
Right. No, that's absolutely the truth. And so any opportunity we have to partner with citizens in our community to provide that for them and be a part of that process is a real opportunity, a real blessing.
You know, I was looking through your website, and I just wanted to get to know a lot of my sponsors. And Jamie, I've seen your house. My son lives in one of your homes. Beautiful home. Absolutely love the community that you guys built out in Ault. And I was looking through. I read your mission statement. And folks, just let me read this. Through love and service to all, we will steward our resources to maximize our impact for God's kingdom and our culture that encourages growth of each member's God's given talent. Sign me up, brother. That is amazing.
Our mission describes how we do it. Right. And the primary thing there is through love and service. And just how can we love and serve our team members first? Beyond that is love and serve our trade partners. You know, they're critical partners in our ability to provide the most valuable homes to the marketplace, which really is the core of our vision. And beyond that, our home buyers. How can we love and serve them? Just be a blessing ultimately to our community.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Perfect, man. And I'm just building you up here, buddy, because I want people to know. I mean, you got the name. You guys built 300 homes this year. That is an amazing number. And we just want it to keep growing. That's the biggest thing because the heart is there. And so one thing in the video that stuck out to me is that it's genuine. It's genuine. You said you have an amazing opportunity to care for people and how exciting it is to come to work each day and do that. And it's not work. And it's not work at all. You said it twice. Boom. That's what I'm talking about, brother. So I appreciate your sponsorship. I appreciate your support. And folks, let me tell you, go to BesslerHomes.com. Check out their homes. Okay, so now we're going to talk to you about hunting. We're going to talk about your last hunting trip. I talked to your daughter about it. She seems to love to hunt. She seems to, like, she caught the bug.
Right. Which is very exciting for me.
Right,
that
I
is
bet.
Certainly the plan. So, yeah.
And then she explained that you guys are going on a trip right now. You guys are on your way going to a trip now.
We're not a hunting trip.
Right.
It's we're actually heading up snowboarding. So
perfect.
She wants to learn how to snowboard, and that's another passion of mine. I love snowboarding, and so I enjoy teaching it.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Okay, so your last hunting trip. How was that, brother?
Yeah, it was good. You know, we didn't fill a tag, so we actually went deer hunting out on the plains. We were hunting the late plains rifle season, so kind of the first 2 weeks of December. And our family, we're fourth generation Coloradoans, and a lot of my family on my mom's side are dryland wheat farmers.
Nice.
So we have some access to some land out there, and we chased. We had two good groups of muleys that we were pushing around, and. But just could not get up on them. So we had two other youth. One of my buddies' sons, he was 12, and he actually had a tag. So we were trying to get him his first doe.
Right.
And But yeah, so it was great. It was good. It was the adventure, right?
Good.
It's
yes.
a hunting trip, not a killing trip.
No, and that's yeah. and that's exactly right. And you, but the biggest thing, and you know, we really focus on youth. You know, I have an organization that comes in and talks to us, and their primary objective is to take kids out hunting that don't have that opportunity. So it's really getting the youth involved, and that you, the fact that your daughter's getting the bug is amazing.
Yes, exactly. It's. You know, my son was the guy that went hunting with me all the time, but he's up at college now.
Yeah. So you got to find
him. Helpful to get the youngest in into it, and Eliana has shown an interest in it. We did a dove hunt earlier in the year, and she loves being with the dogs. We've got a great hunting dog, a retriever, and so that was fun. And yeah,
now you got to take her fishing. Now we got to go ice fishing. That's the next thing.
Some ice fishing would be a first for her. We did get our first fly fishing trip in.
Oh, did you? Okay, perfect.
In June. So that was, and she really loved that. We did a float trip on the North Platte.
Man, that's awesome.
And
well,
yeah.
We definitely got to get together and do some ice fishing, Jamie. That's definite. I'm going to put that on the schedule. We'll talk about it. We got to get you guys out
Great.
On that ice. That would be awesome.
Great.
All right, man. Well, Jamie, I appreciate your time. I know you're a busy man. I want you to have fun this weekend. Tell Ileana I said hi. Have fun this weekend, and we will talk to you. We'll get you back on the show to talk more fishing.
Sounds great.
All right,
Look
buddy.
Look forward to it.
Thank you, Jamie. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. You know, Don Scott, Dave Martin, and Lance Pickett have been operating AMCO of Loveland and AMCO of Fort Collins for over 39 years. Call AMCO of Fort Collins at 970-226-4477. That's 970-226-4477. Or if you're in Loveland, you live in Loveland, call them at 970-667-3006. Coming up next, the Hook and Bait and Tackles Power Hour is Austin, Danley, and crew from the Colorado Custom Game Calls. They are reporting from the International Sportsman's Expo going on now in Denver, Colorado. We will be back in 2 and 2. This is Hook and Bait and Tackles Power Hour live from the LO Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Hook and Bait and Tackles Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allman. If you are in the market for custom hats or a custom logo, graphic design, or first-class embroidery, look no further than Cichlids. Felix Miro is one of Northern Colorado's premier designers. His work is done with the utmost attention to detail. With more than 10 years' experience in the industry, Cichlids have the skills you love. The perfect combo of excellence and quality, their unique work for your uniqueness. Give Cichlids a call for all your custom hats and clothing apparel needs. 970-371-2069. Your vision, their passion. Coming up now on the Hook and Bait and Tackles Power Hour, Austin, Danley, and crew from the Colorado Custom Game Calls, who is reporting from the International Sportsman's Expo. The expo has been going on since Thursday in Denver. This four-day event is the best destination for newcomers to discover all the state offers. Good morning, Austin. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you? Thanks for having me on again.
Yes,
Coach.
Sir, man. Thanks for coming on, buddy. I know you're a busy man. How's it going out there?
It's going pretty good. I tell you what, we had a lot of foot traffic Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this morning. It looks pretty good so far. I think it's a pretty good lineup. They got a lot of activities out here, and it's a really good event.
How's your booth going? Are you staying busy over there?
We're getting slammed.
I saw some pictures, brother, man. You guys look busy.
Yeah, we're pushing the traffic, I'll tell you that much. We're making sure that we're making all the contacts and making sure we're talking to everybody that comes through. A lot bigger scale for us. We used to do smaller shows like out in Sterling, Colorado, but out here with the big boys down here in Denver, you got to be able to make sure you talk to everybody and make those connections.
And that's the biggest thing, is making those connections and networking. That definitely helps you out a lot. There's also a lot of demos, which I absolutely love. When I went down to the Sportsman's Expo, I know they hadn't had it for a couple of years because of COVID, but now that it's back, the demos that they have there are amazing.
Yeah, they've got a lot of people lined up, a lot of fly fishing stuff out here, if you're into that kind of thing. They also had a, I can't remember the young lady's name, but they had a, I believe she's the only female waterfowl guide in the state.
Seriously?
She was up there talking. I forgot her name. I'm sorry about that. But she was up there talking, like, how to get women into the outdoors and things of that nature.
That's perfect, because that's sort of what we want to do here, is we want to get women involved, children involved. We want to just get everybody to go outdoors, go try
that's
hunting.
Right.
If you've never tried it before, go try it. It's one of I don't want to say, even if you don't see anything, if you don't harvest anything, it's just being out there, outdoors, and that's what I love about it. And the closest thing right now for you guys, because it's winter, is being right there at the International Sportsman's Expo. I mean, you see everything right now.
That's right, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of new guys out here too, a lot of new products. I got the little bit that I did get to go away from the booth. I've been walking around a little bit. Things that I haven't even seen before. So be sure to come on down and check it out and check us out. We're down in booth 923.
Perfect, man. Perfect. Okay, so who else is going to join us on today? I want to talk to some of your other crew member, because I mentioned that it's going to be you and your crew. So we got Caleb.
Yeah, I got Caleb Knowles here. I'm going to pass over the phone to him. He's my brand support specialist, and Coach, I thank you for having me on, and I'll pass the phone over to him.
All right, buddy. All right.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Austin.
Hello, sir.
Caleb, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Welcome to Hook 'em, Bait 'em Tackle's Power Hour. You know, we are in Northern Colorado, and we really focus on hunting and fishing in Northern Colorado. So we thank you for coming on, brother. How are you enjoying the show?
It is busy. Busy, busy. Keeps us on our toes. We've been here, we set up Wednesday night, I've been here, we did the Stroh, started at noon on Thursday, and I don't think my feet have ever hurt so bad, and I'm only halfway through it.
Exactly. Have you guys been there since Thursday?
Yep.
Have you? Okay, perfect, so, man. And so
we came up Wednesday morning and set up our booth.
How
then
exciting.
The show started at noon on Thursday.
You know, so, we're going to have to plan something next year when it comes to Denver, where I do a live show there, and maybe next year we'll have enough time to where we can plan on getting me down there with you guys and just do a live show down there.
That would be awesome.
So are you guys demoing your custom calls as well?
Yes, sir. We have four guys in here helping us that are going to come across the radio with you. And every one of us has our call lanyard around our neck while we're up here.
No kidding. Okay, so explain what you do at Colorado Custom Game Calls.
So Austin gave me my title as the brand support specialist, as he had said before. Basically, I help with events. I help with a few sound things here and there when we're developing new stuff. I try and give him my little two cents about things. But for the most part, my help is in all the shows. I'm a big part of everything that we do show-wise. Basically, whatever I can put my two hands in to help and do is what I do.
Man, that's awesome, buddy. That's awesome.
I don't have the exact thing.
I was explaining to my producer that we have our own duck dynasty right here in Northern Colorado. That's how I explained to you guys. You guys are my duck dynasty. Hey, do they have a ducks dynasty kind of persona there at the International Sportsman?
You know,
I know last time they had what's his name from the guy that always used to say ham sandwich with Duck Dynasty, their friend. I forgot his name. You know who I'm talking about. They had him there last time. Do they have anybody like that there now?
I don't think so. Okay. Not that I've heard of. Not this year.
Okay, perfect. It's all business. We got, yep. I mean, you guys probably got guides galore over there. I mean, you guys probably got all kinds of stuff. Do they have a tank set up?
I did a little bit of walking around, and I haven't seen a tank. They do have, like, a fly fishing casting competition deal, like longest cast, most accurate cast, stuff like that.
Gotcha.
But I haven't seen the fish tank that they've had here in the last couple of years.
Awesome. So, hey, Caleb, I'm gonna if you would pass the phone to Jeff, I'm going to thank you for coming on, giving me that information. I'm going to get you guys back on. I think one day we're going to have – I think one day we have all five of you guys just come into the studio and let's just do a whole show with you guys.
That'd be awesome.
I told Austin I would love to have him on just every week. He's just a great – it's just great to be around him and talk to him. So I would love to have you guys on.
He does talk a lot.
All right, buddy. Well, it was good talking to you, Caleb.
Nice talking to you. I'm going to hand you to Nick Burt next.
Okay, Nick Burton. Thank you.
Yep. This is Nick.
Nick, how are you doing? This is Daniel with Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour.
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing really good, man. Thanks for coming on. Okay, explain your duties at Colorado Custom Game Calls.
So I am a support specialist, so I help with, getting the brand out there, helping with a little bit of media, any nonprofit that we got going on, pretty much anything that he needs help with, I'm there for.
That's perfect, man. And did you help out last week for Reunite the Fight?
I did, absolutely, yes.
The Whispering Wings, that's what it's called, right?
Whistling Wings for Warriors.
Whistling Wings for Warriors. Yes, sir, man. And I appreciate all you did for them last week. Austin texted me and said you guys had a great time.
We did have a great time. And, I mean, it's just, it's the least we can do to show our respect and gratitude to those guys. I mean, they've done a lot for us.
That's awesome, man. They got to love it. And that's why you guys are going to continue to be blessed, I feel, man. You guys continue to do that. Your business is going to grow. And anything I can do to help push that, man, I'm on board. And I told Caleb when he came on that we're going to have to get all five of you guys in the studio.
Man, that would be awesome. I mean, we definitely appreciate the support from any way that we can. And so, anything that helps can help,
Heck yeah, man. Heck yeah. How are you enjoying the show, man? Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, it's phenomenal. We got there's a lot of vendors here. We're doing great. We're having fun, blowing calls, getting people looking. It's been a great time so far.
Are you guys up there through Sunday?
Yes, we will.
Are you? Okay, good. I might see you up there on Sunday. My wife and I might drive up there and check it out on Sunday. I have a basketball game to go to tomorrow in La Junta, so I won't be, or on Saturday today, I won't be anywhere near there, but on Sunday I probably will go up there and check you guys out.
Hey, man, we'd love to have you in the booth.
Hey, is Austin close to you?
He is not at the moment,
He's not? Okay, let's talk to Jeff. Throw Jeff on. I want to talk to Jeff.
Absolutely. Here
All right.
he is.
Thank you, buddy.
Hi, this is Jeff.
Jeff, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm good, buddy. Thank you for coming on Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon. Hey, tell me about the Sportsman's Expo.
Hey, man, this is a great time. The Denver Convention Center, oh, my gosh, so many people. So many vendors, we're getting to network and talk to a few other folks, and it's just a really great time. You walk around and you see nothing but smiles on people's faces that are,
it feels good that you guys can all be in the same, I didn't mean to interrupt you, brother. It feels good that you all can be in the same big building together, right, and just talk outdoor.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm the event coordinator for Colorado Custom Game Call. So,
perfect.
This is one of my babies to get this set up, as well as some of the other stuff that we do.
So. Great job. I saw pictures of your booth, too, and it looks good. It looks like you guys are keeping busy.
We're doing well. It is. It's a lot of fun. We have turning a lot of heads with the calls and people stopping in, so it's a great time.
And somebody going up to the Sportsman's Expo, what would you suggest? Like, if I'm driving down there and I don't know my way, where would be a good parking around, the event?
So I will tell you this. The parking is a little sparse downtown Denver. If you've ever been down here, everybody knows that. And I will say that the event parking is a little bit more pricey the closer to the venue as it is a little further out. But, we parked a block away or so, and it was like $7 for 12 hours.
Oh, that's not too bad.
It wasn't terrible. You just gotta drive around the event center and find an open spot.
Perfect.
That's how we did it. So.
Awesome. Well, folks, I want to encourage you to go out to International Sportsman's Expo this weekend. Go out there, check them out. What booth number are you guys at?
Our booth number is, I think it's 9310, I believe.
9310. Go check out Colorado Custom Game Calls. Go check out their booth. There's a lot of things going on, from the beginner fisherman, beginner hunter. You can find it at all levels there at the International Sportsman's Warehouse, or Expo, excuse me. Tell me a little bit about what your job is there at Colorado Custom Game Calls.
Sure. Well, I'm the event coordinator, and so I've got just being in the business and being around hunting and fishing my life, I've got connections with various folks and various fields in the area. And so I like to coordinate events and then try to like just network with other groups, Cabela's, Bass Pros on board, locally there in Sterling, Colorado, Baumgars. And like we just had the RTF event at which I hosted this last weekend. And so, you know, getting the support and coordinate those folks to all get together to make that effort happen for those folks.
Man,
and that's kind of what I do with the call company as well.
I'll tell you what, Austin's like, got a great team behind him, buddy. Talking to y'all makes me on fire. I want to go help you guys right now, man.
Absolutely, we love it. It really is. It's kind of a family atmosphere, and we have a lot of fun doing it.
That's perfect. You got to. I mean, you're doing what you love. I mean, you got to love that, you know.
Absolutely. That's why we all do it.
Exactly.
You know?
Amen to that. I'm definitely going to come down there on Sunday to see you guys. Jeff, thank you very, very much. I want to thank the team at Colorado Custom Game Calls for coming on. Thank you, Jeff, for your time, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I got Chase up next.
Okay, man.
Right here.
Chase,
hey, how's it going? This is Chase Legg.
Chase, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing really good. So tell me about your job at Colorado Custom Game Calls.
So I help with outside events, like the event we're at with the Denver Sportsman's Expo. I help set up, help tear down, help sell throughout the week.
Man, that's perfect. And it's been pretty busy there for you.
Yeah, it has. We've had the first day on Thursday. It was pretty slow, but we are so used to smaller shows that this is eye-opening for us and super humbling, and it's a lot of fun. So
perfect. So you'll be
picking up.
You'll know all the ins and outs next year when we go together, man, because I'm going to try to line up to go with you guys next year.
Oh, that would be really cool. That'd be awesome.
That would be great, man. Hey, Chase, I want to thank you for coming on. I got a minute left. I got to let you go, man. But, folks, go to sportsmansexpos.com. Check out their schedule. And go to Colorado Custom Game Calls booth. Check them out. Give Austin, Caleb, Jeff, Nick, and Chase. Go check them out, man. They will help you out with Colorado Custom Game Calls. Chase, thank you very, very much for coming on, man.
And thank you for having us. I really appreciate it.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. You know, we couldn't do this show without our amazing sponsors, and one of our favorite sponsors is Grand View Family Chiropractic. Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderley emphasize in caring for the entire family, from pregnancy, infants, and children, through the golden years and everyone in between. They love when the whole family comes in for adjustments. Located in Eaton, Colorado, call Grand View Family Chiropractic at 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Coming up next on HBT's The Rest of the Story. This is Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, live from the Yellow Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental. I want to thank our guest, Michael Romero. You have to check out his YouTube channel, Fishing Colorado. Thank you to Jamie Bessler with Bessler Homes. Bessler Homes have been giving families in Northern Colorado a special place to call home. Thank you to our final guest, Mr. Austin Danley and his crew. Thank you for coming on and sharing your report at the International Sportsman's Expo. I want to thank our amazing sponsors, Carol Excavating. Matt and his team have over 17 years in the industry. Give Carol Excavation and Repair a call today at 970-656-3405. Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderley with Grand View Family Chiropractic. Call them today at 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Call Julie Leafgren with Real Estate Connections at 970-590-7251. Julie will help bring your dreams home. At your local independent AMCO Center, Don Scott and crew will provide you with expert repair and service for all of your automotive needs. Call AMCO Fort Collins at 970-227-4477. Or if you're in Loveland, call them at 970-667-3006. Sick Lids, their unique work for your uniqueness. Give them a call for all your custom hats and clothing apparel needs, 970-371-2000. 2069. Your vision, their passion. Lastly, but definitely not least, my man, the myth, the legend, Dr. James Kennedy with Kennedy Dental. Thank you, sir, for all your support. Call Kennedy Dental today at 970-454-3341. Exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. Again, I pray abundance of blessings over all my guests and all of our sponsors. And now, HBT's The Rest of the Story. William was born October 7th, 1940. He contemplated being a doctor like his father, grandfather, and three other generations of family members before him. But in 1960, driving home from medical school, he came across a horrific medical accident that would change the course of his life forever. You see, he was the first one on scene, and it affected him so deeply that at that moment, he knew he didn't want to be a doctor. He thought to himself, what am I going to do now? Well, he always liked to fish, and fishing he did. You see, he developed his love for this affair with fishing as a child, wading in Mulberry Creek in Lynchville, Tennessee with his grandfather. He always had a knack for fishing, and he always had good luck. He began competing in fishing tournaments around his area and began winning. He eventually landed a fishing lure manufacturer sponsorship. The sponsorship encouraged him to start a TV show to help promote the product. Soon, so on the advice of his sponsor and one of the best fishermen in the world, and his three-man crew went out and started an outdoor show. It premiered on Memphis ABC affiliate in 1968. Him and his three-man camera crew would spend as much as 4 days fishing and filming just to get 25 minutes of edited footage necessary for each of his shows. His shows grew in popularity so much that in 1969, longtime University of Tennessee head football coach Doug Dickey requested assistance from William to help recruit a player that really enjoyed his fishing show. Coach asked William if he would drop a line to this kid from Georgia and put in a good word for UT, which William did, and a couple days later he received a couple of University of Tennessee hats in the mail. William was photographed in the hat after a huge tournament victory, and he wore it on the next week's show, and it became part of his wardrobe ever since. Someone asked William if he was superstitious, and he would always reply, "If something is working, I like to stick with it." William attributes his success to support of his wife, Diane, who he met on a blind date when his original date canceled. Back when Bill was struggling to get started, he had her complete support. Think about it. A husband comes home one day and says, "Honey, I've decided to drop everything and try a career out of fishing." How many wives would say, "Okay, I'm behind you"? Well, Williams did. So after the tournaments and the successful TV shows, William describes Diane as the best catch he ever made. He is convinced that things happen for a reason, even if you don't understand those reasons at the time. What if he hadn't come up that motorcycle wreck that night? William would probably be a doctor today. What if his original date hadn't backed out that time? He wouldn't have met the best catch, Diane. Funny how things work out, ain't it? Call it fate or whatever, but William G. is known to all of us as Bill Dance, and as he has been very blessed. And now you know the rest of the story. Remember, to have something you never had, you have to do something you've never done. I'm Coach Daniel Alamon. This is Hook 'em, Bait 'em, Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Yellow Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.